Yo, what up? It's your girl V Henny Man. You already know the vibes. Welcome to the Artistry, where we talk shit about music, entertainment, and the everyday struggles. And you know how we do, man. We always have a dope guest in the building. We have a longtime friend, comedian, content creator. He's just a funny dude, dope soul. Make some noise for Tommy 5K. Hey,
the crowd goes wild.
Thank you for having me. This is special to me.
So for those that don't know, me and Tommy go way back.
Yes.
Way back.
Well, let me ask you a question. Was I the first guest of the Artistry back there? When you used to do it at her apartment?
No, that was my apartment.
Oh, that was your apartment.
My studio. Yeah, I came from the studio.
Remember? Jesus Christ.
You was like one.
I was like second guest.
You was like one of the first few ones. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. And look at you now.
Yeah.
What is this called?
It's bamboo. Here. This is the bamboo. So
bamboo.
The white one is the cream. Then you have,
and this is bamboo right here.
Yeah, so we always do our toast.
All right, let's do a toast.
You have, I believe you have the OG,
the one in the middle.
That's
the
good.
OG, because I'm the OG.
OG, sure,
triple
sure.
OG.
No, that's the OG right here. And then I have the rum, it's like a cream, a crema.
It's like it's a coffee drink.
Coffee.
Close milky, to milky,
también.
Oh, coquito.
Like it's good. So,
like an eggnog.
Yeah, yeah.
Cheers.
So I want to say cheers. Congratulations on everything you've been accomplishing. I'm proud of everything.
I'm proud of you. This is beautiful. God bless you. God bless us. Bamboo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Holy snap. It tastes good, too.
Yeah, it is good. And I'm not a rum person, but
nice.
Yeah.
Goes down smooth.
And this right here, as for rum, it's from Barbados.
But that has a flavor, right?
It does. So I really.
That's it. That's it. They started the party, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Va pa monte. El monte se para. You know?
Okay. That's for the party. That's perfect for Thanksgiving now.
That's perfect for Thanksgiving. That's perfect for Fridays.
It's a nice drink.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Very
that's
smooth.
Good. Okay.
Very smooth.
All right.
Now I feel sophisticated.
Now you feel sophisticated. You drink cigars? I mean, do you smoke cigars?
No.
No? Okay. No.
I don't smoke cigars. Full of weed.
Okay, weed. Okay.
we can light up right here.
We can't do
light
that.
Light it up, Papa.
You know what's crazy? That I never been the weed person.
No.
Yeah, you the smoker. So you a smoker more than a drinker?
Now I tend to smoke more than to drink like I used to drink. You know what I'm saying? Because I used to be 24/7. Prendido, just lit. I was litified all the time. People didn't know if I was high, if I was drunk, or if I was, because it was just I was just up there.
So what makes you now like? What made you get more into cannabis, flowers, and everything like that? More.
I felt like I was depending on the drinking, and I had a few sets where they recorded them. And I was sloppy drunk on stage I was slurring and I just looked sloppy and I decided, I'm going to stop the drinking. And I had stopped doing the hostings for a while because I was getting paid to drink. You got to think about it. I was out Sunday to Sunday.
Right.
You know, hosting here, hosting there, comedy show here, comedy show there, and each comedy show, each hosting, I would be going to do a job, but it involved alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to lay back for a bit, step away from it. And, I drink on occasion.
Okay.
I don't.
No, I get it.
I don't indulge like before.
Right.
Antes faltaba la orquesta. Antes que yo. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The band would be missing before I was missing in the club. But now it's different. I do more of the comedies. You're going to see me in a club. I'm celebrating somebody's birthday or something. Are you? You know? Okay. Yeah, like it's not okay. Like before. Like, you know how we used to just go just to listen right. to the loud music. We love the environment. You know, you partying. You might leave with somebody. Yo, what's up, baby? Right, you know, because right. you're so lit. You know, and all those things you go through it. And luckily, you know, I came out unscathed. You know, didn't have like a big STD or you know some crazy shit happened to right. me. You know, because I was out there. I was in the streets.
You was enjoying your
running
life?
Wild in the city, doing lines off titty. Now, that was
you
me.
You can never go wrong with that.
You know what I'm saying? Sure, baby.
So wait, how long ago would you say you started transforming your, I guess your habits?
I got about 5 years that I'm not a heavy drinker.
Okay.
You know?
It makes a difference though.
Oh yeah. I've lost over 100 pounds. When I first stopped drinking, I lost 60 pounds.
Okay.
Off the top, boom. And you gotta think about it. I was out here in these clubs and like the hostings, I would get paid and they would ask, what bottle do you right, want right, for right, your right, table? Right. And I would get like a bottle of Henny straight.
Right.
No chaser, no nothing.
I see, yeah.
And that bottle wouldn't go back to them. I would drink that bottle, whether I was alone, whether I was with somebody else, I was drinking that bottle. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because I was just in that life. There were times where people be like, yo, how you got home yesterday? But like, what you mean? Like, how you got home, bro? You was done.
Right.
You was cooked out here, and I'd be like, yo, I got home. I don't know.
I mean, yo, and I can relate to it. And I feel like I'm sure you are enjoying now, like the fruits of your labor in a sober mindset.
Yeah. Of course.
Because I feel like it's such a difference when you're. And there's nothing wrong, because listen, I'm a party animal too. I think a lot of people know this about me. Like, but when you are working and you're in a different light now, more clear, it's like, it's just a different outlook.
You know what it was for me that changed is like, all right, so I didn't know how to stop partying.
Okay.
So you would say something like, yo, we out to the after party. I'd be like, we out to the after party.
Right.
I'd be like, yo, we going to the after party.
And then
we going to the after party.
And then if you in the Heights or
wherever, I did this anywhere. Listen, anywhere? Okay. You gotta remember, we did. I've done. Let me see. From 2010 to now, I've done more than 5 tours around the United States.
Wow.
So you got to think about when we were getting really popular, like 2013, 2014, mm-hmm. around that time, I was partying in places where I went to Alaska by myself, did a comedy show, then went to an after party. After the after party, we went to somebody's house.
And then
that was the after party.
Right.
The Kevin Hart gets right. off stage. He's not going to the after party in somebody's house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So I was wilding.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I was out here bugging. I was like, where we going? Where it at? Oh, I'm leaving with a bunch of fans that just came from a show with me. And they're like, yo, come to my house.
Yeah.
And I was in there.
Right.
Fucking perreo in somebody's house.
That's crazy.
I remember one time, right? I did a show in Philly, right? And Jay Ramirez happened to come out with me and he brought his cousin. And we went to, after my comedy show, so I did the comedy show at, it's a very, very, the Punchline in Philly.
Okay.
And then he had a hosting at a club. So it was like perfect. So my show was like from 8 to 10. And then his hosting was from, you know, club night to like 2 in the morning.
Right.
We went to some restaurant after that club. And I was falling asleep at the table. Like, you know, like done, cooked, right? Then from there, I don't know what happened. I guess we met some girls or whatever. I'm talking about blackout.
Right.
I don't remember most of this.
Okay.
What I do remember is waking up in somebody's living room at 6 a.m. and they're like, yo, my husband's home.
Oh.
One of those. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, what? I'm waking up to my husband's home. I don't know what's going to happen. Right, this guy probably has a gun. I don't know. You know, I didn't even get no buns. I don't know what's happening. I'm just...
So you almost risked your life.
I'm just the dude who's drunk on the couch, basically.
Right.
You know? And I'm like, huh? And he's like, you have to go. Like, okay. Like, got up. I'm like, missing a sock. I put... You know, I don't know what the hell was going on. They took us out the back door. The man is coming in through the front. You know, we leaving and shit. I'm like, yo, my sock. You like, forget your sock. So now I'm chilling with both my shoes on, but I got one sock on, one sock off.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah, I'm back on a ride back to New York. Like, yo, I'm missing a sock, baby. We can't stop at a CVS or something. Like, it's just,
that's crazy.
Yeah. And I was out there just doing all of that, you know, just being part of that lifestyle. Like now, the tour we're on now with Nueva York and Ivan.
Right.
You know, I tell them all the time, come on with the after parties, bro. Right,
let's go. And Ivan, Nueva York is another one too. But Ivan, he likes to.
They're young, you know. They like the party. You know, they like to be in the mix. And I'm like, bro, I don't want to be in the mix like that. Like,
right.
You saw me on stage, you saw me. You took a picture after the show, cool. But I ain't trying to go to your house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They don't care.
Okay.
They don't. Vamos para allá. Like, no, bro. Like, come on. Next thing you know, they're probably driving because we always take one car most of the time. We don't take separate cars when we're traveling like that.
Okay.
You know? And if we're out of state where we had to fly there, we got a rental. So we definitely in one car. You know what I'm saying? The manager, he's great, but at the same time, he's young too.
So
where we going?
But tell me, you're not that old. Like,
but I'm older than them.
You experienced a lot.
I'm older than them. Okay. That's the thing. Okay. It's not that I'm old. I don't consider myself old.
Right. You know, right.
I actually feel like it's crazy because I'm older than the average influencer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a lot of these guys are in their 20s and you know, early 30s.
Okay.
And I feel like I still kind of compete. You know, I'm still in the mix.
Okay.
I'm still relevant.
You're still relevant.
I move around, you know.
You look good for your
and
age.
And I look kind of good, you know. I'm losing some weight.
Yes.
I've lost over 100 pounds.
Tap into that. That's nice.
You know, so it's a thing of, you know, maintaining and kind of moving around. But at the same time, I am more experienced than them.
Okay. It's crazy because being that I was able to get, you know, sit down and speak with Noe Rayol and Ivan, you're like a big mentor to them. Like, you really, do you consider yourself as a mentor? Like,
yeah.
Because you really, they speak real highly of you.
Yeah. Well, that's because, you know, I've always been the type of person that I don't let popularity, you know,
affect
me. I've been popular my whole life. I've been popular.
Right.
You know, so there's a lot of people that get popularity at an older age and they become unhumble.
Right.
You know,
right.
And there's people that be like, oh, F the humbleness and this and that. Now, I don't have time to be cocky to anyone because to me, I'm just telling my story when I go on stage. You know what I'm saying? When I go on stage, I'm telling you my jokes, my point of view. I'm the hood neighborhood reporter.
Right.
I'm just giving it to you in a funny way. You know, other than that, you know, I've been acting. I've been, you know, trying to do some music here and there.
I see that.
And it's just basically part of entertainment.
Right.
So I don't let the numbers get to my head as far as like popularity and shit like that. Because it's like, bro, you know, regardless of anything, we all breathe the same air. We all, you know, we...
Right, right. You think, let me ask you this. Did you ever feel as if there was a point in your life where you probably did allow your ego to get the best of you when it came to the numbers? And you had to humble yourself?
I don't think numbers ever got to me. I think what did get to me at one point was when, you know, I started seeing women that I thought that were out of my caliber.
Okay.
Be like, ay, tú sí estás lindo, gordito. Like, you know, like, me?
Right,
you know?
Right.
You know, because, you know, everyone has their vision. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
And right,
you,
right.
You know who you might want to approach. You know right. what I'm saying? Like, all right, she looks nice. You know, I think I can. But then you have these women or, you know, even a man that you feel like, oh, wow, you know, this person is a prestige to mm-hmm. You know, to mm-hmm. your vision.
Right, right, right.
And for that person to come approach you, you're like, ha, 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 popping my collar. You know,
because
you're like, oh, shit, I would have never thought I would have bagged her.
Right, right.
You know, and then she's trying to bag me because I'm funny.
That's a beautiful feeling.
It is.
Right.
And you know, and those were things that did happen to me, but I didn't let it get to me. You know
okay.
what I'm saying?
I don't think
I let it get to me. You
okay.
know what I'm saying? There was crazy offers, you know. Talk to me like Goldie, you know. I'll make out with you if you put your mom wig on. You know, crazy
nah,
shit.
I swear that
the mom wig on. And I'm like, you want to kiss my mom? Like, because, you know, I do the characters.
Right, right.
And a lot of people look at those characters and they go, holy shit, he really sounds like a mother.
Right, right,
he really
right.
sounds like, you know, that old man, or he's really Don Tomas.
See, yeah.
You know, or he's really Goldie, whatever character I'm doing. I've done it good enough for people to say, all right, it's relatable, or damn, I know someone like that.
Gotcha. You know? Gotcha.
But to want to make out with me if I wear the wig.
That's another level of role playing.
Did
you do it?
Listen, I got the best offer was
okay.
I'm gonna give you some head if you talk like Pirulo.
No.
I swear
did you do
that.
It?
That I didn't do. I did make out with the girl though. The girl with the wig.
Okay.
I did.
How was that?
It was weird.
Right, because
but you know, it's like I say, I am a lesbian because I do love women.
This cheers to the lesbianism.
Right?
Yeah, because listen.
LGBTQ than a motherfucker.
Yo, I hear bro. Yo. It's crazy because we were talking about like how from Webb Avenue, right, in the Bronx.
Right, right. Shout out to Sideways Basement.
Shout out to Sideways because we was, yo, bro, I wasn't even 21 at the time. And I remember like partying
God.
Like where y'all, right? And
well, you married now, but you used to bring a lot of girls, yo. You
I
used to bring a lot of girls.
Dude, that's what sounds like your V.
We used to be like, damn, you saw the girl that V bring today? Shit.
And it's crazy because I used to bring like mad girls, like, and only everybody would just like, it would be like a little party. And I remember that you used to do skits.
Yes.
For like some of the guys from
the,
like, you know.
For the albums.
For the
and
all that. Like, yeah.
What do you call it? For the mixtapes.
Yeah. And it's crazy because it's like, again, like going from doing the skits again, like, you know, and then the elevations of everything. It's, I feel like, again, it's, I love seeing your elevation because like, yo, the fact that we came from nothing.
Our elevation.
Yeah, right.
We've elevated.
Yeah.
Because we were there together.
Right.
And to be here now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I tell a lot of people, that some people don't believe me. I'm like, you know, I'm going on this November. No, I always forget because of the pandemic, you know, like
right,
that,
right.
that 1 year is like a throw off. But I'm going on 22 years doing stand-up. In November. Well, now.
Now.
Now. This now. Year. That's it. I'm 22 years. I got now. 22 years right now doing stand-up.
What, you know, doing stand-up, because I feel like that's such a, it's such a dope but yet unique gift. Like, you know, I'm sure you have many struggles. Like.
Yeah.
What's one of your biggest challenges that you're most proud of that you overcame as a stand-up comedian?
Not having to do the circuit. The circuit is amazing. I love the circuit, but it's a struggle.
Okay.
Because you're doing the circuit. You're all right. You're booked. You're booked in three clubs tonight. You're at the Stand, you're at Broadway Comedy Club, you're at Caroline's, let's say, and then you have like the Laugh Lounge, or you're gonna be downtown somewhere, the Grizzly Pear, whatever.
Right.
You're making all right money. I'm not gonna put comedians down. Keep doing what y'all do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I figured out a way to get the crowd to me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And just base my entry on ticket sales. So I won't have to do four shows a night. I'm doing one show and I'm making the same amount of money or more than some of these huge headliners that have to do six shows down in Ludlow or.
And you do your own shows, right?
Yeah, I do my own shows. You know,
that's smart.
And I bring the crowd to me.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And that has been one of the things that is, I guess, the most beneficial part of being a comedian, struggle-wise. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm missing one thing, you know? I'm missing one thing, which is, you know, they say if you keep doing the circuit, you get the agents that put you on TV and blah, 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 blah. But you got to remember, when I started doing comedy, I went from English mm-hmm. to Spanish. Mm-hmm. And the Spanish blew up right away.
Right.
Because it was an open market. So I stopped caring about the English market.
Right.
I started doing English comedy again, you know,
recently.
Later on. Yeah, you know, recent.
A few years back,
you know. But most of the comedy I was doing was in Spanish. So I was king of my castle.
Right.
You know?
So. Right. And to be, you know, it's crazy because it like the English market, it's very competitive. So that, I think now the Spanish market is getting competitive too. But again, you've been.
You got to remember, like, if it was open season, I was killing it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not a lot of people that could say they've been living off of comedy.
Yeah.
For right now, I haven't had a job in the last 6 years.
That's beautiful. That's dope.
Like, I had a job for a while that I was, that I always maintained, like, my certifications and stuff like that so that I could be on call.
But I
hadn't gone to work till, all right, so in 2021,
okay,
they sent me a letter saying that I quit my position. I'm like, no, I didn't. Like, I didn't quit. You know? Yo, bro, you haven't been here in a year and a half.
Damn.
Like, why do you still want to be part of this? I'm like, because I don't know. Maybe I need to work one day.
Right.
But
right.
I've been, you know, thank God I've been blessed to pay my bills off of comedy.
Okay.
And my comedy surpassed, you know, needing a check.
You know, yes.
You know, so. It's also about administration because I know comedians who got 30, 40 years doing stand-up. Nobody knows their name. Mm. They kill every night, but they got to do six shows and they have no notoriety, not even an Instagram.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they've been doing it forever. Like, they really make a living, but they're struggling comics at the end of the day. They're not in a movie. They're not in a sitcom. They're not doing nothing.
Okay.
You know, I figured out a way to do all of that, you know, and maneuver needing Hollywood, too. Not that I don't need it. If y'all would need me, holla.
You know what I'm saying?
But what I'm saying is that, you know, I started producing my own stuff. I started doing my own filming. You know what I'm saying?
Which makes sense.
Which is which is what everybody needs to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Stop worrying about somebody coming to pick you up. Do it so that then they could see you.
Right.
You know, start putting it out into the world. You want to be an actor? You want to be a musician? You want to be... You know, somebody told me something the other day, because I was explaining to them that I had a lot of mixed feelings about my music.
Okay.
Meaning, you know, people don't take my music serious because they go, ah, Tommy's a comedian.
Okay.
You get it? So I had this one dude, knows me for over 20 years, has never been to a comedy show. Okay. Not once. He goes to me, yo, you finally found what you need to do. I said, what is that? He goes, that music you're doing, bro. He said, all them shits is hits. The problem is people ain't paying attention to you yet. But those are hits. Now, if he feels like that, he knows I do comedy forever, but he's saying that my music is what I really need to do. And I have 100,000 followers on Instagram for the comedy, but he feels this way. That means there's 100,000 other people that might feel that way too.
Right.
So the guy tells me, your music, your listener is waiting for you. You just haven't put the music in their face.
Gotcha.
And I'm like, man, that is something to live by because it's true. Everybody has a crowd. Nueva York. You know what happened with Nueva York? Nueva York first came out. I told him, yo, your shit is whack, my nigga.
Nueva York told me about that.
So, you know, I told him, yo, bro, you're trying to emulate everyone else. You have the funny. You just got to do it in your own way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't try to imitate me or him or her or whatever. You got to do it in your own way.
Right. What works best for you.
Right.
Right, right, right.
Don't copy nobody.
Right, right.
And he went off and did one video. One video. I kid you not. After the third video that he did like that, I think he passed me in followers.
Yeah, and it's crazy because he told me, he was like, yo, when he went to you, I think he bought a ticket. He said he bought a ticket to see it, you know.
And yeah, he came to a few shows. But that one show that I did that he actually got to talk to me, I told him, I've seen your videos. They're terrible. I was like, they're terrible, bro. You have what it takes, but you need to switch that style. You can't imitate me. Hmm. Don't imitate me. Gotcha. You're good. You know. Right. You're your own person.
Do it in your flavor. About that, Tommy, the fact that because you know we live in this world, right? Where it's like there's a lot of people who want to see you do good, but not better than them.
Right.
And the fact that, like you said, he had three videos and. He passed you.
Flew by me.
And then again, like me speaking to him, he speaks so, him and Ivan, again, they speak so highly of you. You guys are touring together. You guys became a unit.
Yeah. Well, I tried to do that with all of them. Look, for example, I'm going to give you an example. Radel.
Mm-hmm.
Radel hadn't been on TV. I called him. I said, yo, you want to go to Caso Cerrado? I said, yeah. Said, I'm gonna call right now. I called him, boom, boom, boom. Made the, you know, suggestions. He was like, yo, good looking, bro. They even gonna fly my mom out. I said, good job. Cool. You know, he did that. Once he did that, came out on TV.
Mm-hmm. Pew, look at that.
Took off. Took off instantly.
Yeah.
You understand? Like opening for Bad Bunny.
I know.
Type shit.
Right. You know? Right.
Now, Ravel has friends who known him their whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't never done none of this shit for him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, and those are things where I consider myself, you know, if I got the hookup, you got the hookup. You know what I'm saying? I don't care for the reciprocation. I don't care. You know, I just know that I did my part.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? That's me. Because I'm not the type. The other day, I tried to explain to somebody. I don't go to somebody's comedy show and be like, yo, you think I could get 5 minutes? I'm never doing that.
Bro, I hate people like that.
I'm not doing that.
I don't think I ever did some shit.
It's just not my style. I'm not going to do that.
I get it.
There's people that they go, they see your packed crowd. They want to, I got to get some of this crowd. I got to do, not me. Now, you come to me and you have a show and I'm there watching the show. You know, you want to get on stage? I might.
Right.
Because you're inviting me.
Right. That's a different whole
but
aspect.
But nadie que yo, yo quiero que dame 5 minutos ahí.
Right,
yo.
Right.
You know, nah, I'm not doing that, B. I'm not doing that. Like, you know, I told, when the Travis Scott thing happened, mm-hmm. you remember when they trampled the kids
and all that?
I told somebody, I said, yo, you know what was crazy? That New York, at my era, you know, the rappers from our era, like Jay-Z, Nas, and them, mm-hmm. they made us too cool to be a groupie.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
Like, who the fuck is running up to go to the front of the stage? Ah, what was he doing?
Right.
Was he giving out money up there? Why were you stepping over people to get to the stage? No, bro, I'm not doing that. Nigga fall in front of me. Yo, chill out. Yo, get up, my man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, they was trampling. Travis Scott! Not me. What the fuck? Get the fuck out of here.
No, it's
for
true.
What? What is he gonna do? Nah. Was it he was paying rent up there?
No.
So entonces, ¿qué es lo que estaban corriendo esos tigres? Like, that shit is retarded. They killed 9 people to go see Travis Scott.
But that's because I feel like, again, like
groupie shit.
The groupie shit, the respect, like you respect yourself, you pride yourself, you understand? Like I feel like going back to like when you were saying about the state, like, yo, can I get 5 minutes? I know people like that too. Me personally, I'm gonna let you shine.
Yes.
I'm not here to steal your shine, B. You understand?
I want you to, you know, do your thing, you know what I'm saying? And if the day comes where you get the opportunity to pull me into something, then thank you. I appreciate you,
for
looking out. Like, shout out to Tonio Skits. Tonio Skits had maybe 10,000 followers. He called me, said, yo, Tommy, I want you to do a video with me. I said, yeah, no doubt. He was like, yo, bro, you're the first person to give me the opportunity. He said, I'm going to pay you back one day. Mm. I went to L.A., chilled in his house for 11 days.
Okay.
You know what he said? He said, yo, come. One day, he said, come, let's go somewhere. Took me to Kevin Hart's office. Mm. Said, wow. Yo, this is my payback to you, bro. They're looking for Latino comedians at Heartbeat.
That's dope.
I'm going to introduce you. He introduced me to Wayne. Kevin Hart wasn't there.
Right.
Unfortunately, they didn't come to the comedy show. They were supposed to come out to the comedy show. They didn't come. Then he said, go to another club. I went to that club, but the guy in front, so in LA, I don't know if you know this, but they act like they're doing you a favor.
Right.
If you go on their stage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's weird.
It doesn't matter how good you are, how long you've been doing it. They're like, you come here, we doing you a favor to get here.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave Chappelle comes here. So-and-so comes here. Whatever. So when I get to the front, I'm like, yo, listen, I'm Tommy Pena. I'm from New York. You know, I'm a comedian. They told me to come here. They're going to come watch me. He's like, yeah, your people called me. Fuck Kevin Hart. Tell him to call me himself. I'm like, bro, I didn't even speak to Kevin Hart. He's like, fuck them. I'm like, bro, like, I'm trying to get on. These people trying to see me so that I can get a contract because I'm a Latino comic and they're looking for Latino comics. I don't care where you came from. You're not going on my stage. So I called the guy back. I'm like, yo, bro, what's up? This guy's giving me a hard time.
Right.
He's like, yo, man, don't worry, man. Can you come back next week? I'm like, nah, man, I'm leaving tomorrow. Like,
right.
What do you mean, can I come back next week? They're like, yo, if you come back next week, we'll put you on All Def Digital. And it's crazy because I tell this story to people so that they know sometimes there's opportunities you have to be selfish about.
Right.
So that week that was coming up was Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And I had already 3 weeks out of the house. If I would have come back to LA on the week of Valentine's,
okay,
I was going to be in trouble.
Right.
You know,
right.
My relationship was going to be in trouble. Now, this is the thing that I tell people. Today, I feel like, damn, I fucked up. I should have flew back.
Okay.
You know, because I'm not with that person anymore.
Mm.
You understand? But in that time, I was being protective of the relationship and not selfish with my career.
Right.
And your career don't give a shit about your personal life.
No, you're right about that.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to dedicate a little more to your career, because at the end of the day, what's your story going to be? What's your story going to be?
Right.
Oh, you was the nigga that should have been in Heartbeat Productions. Right now, I should have been next to Kevin Hart.
Right.
You know? But I missed that opportunity. You know? But, you know, you also got to get up from things and make your own way.
Right, right, right. How long ago was this?
That was 2015.
Okay.
Something like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Nah. You know, I guess you live and you learn. That's how you gotta look
you
at
gotta,
it.
You gotta move on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's gonna be opportunities. There's
right.
gonna be, I see a lot of these guys, you know, they get to the millions of followers. Millions.
Right.
I've seen a lot of them capitalize. I've seen a lot of them need $40 to get in the club.
Mm.
You know, how you got 3-4 million followers and you don't got $40 to get into the club? You calling the promoter, yo, I'm outside. It's rough.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
But I can't blame them. That's just administration. It's just whatever you do.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Like, a lot of people care so much about the popularity that they'll do a million funny videos. And not do one promotion or
right.
nothing. Me, I can't do that no more. I have to be about the money. So I'm an advertiser. I'm in advertisement.
How you feel about that term influencer?
I could care less.
Okay.
I'm an actor and it shows. You know what I'm saying? I have an IMDb.
Mm-hmm.
I have movies that I'm in.
Right.
I have,
right.
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, influencer. Cool. You want to call me the influencer? Thank you.
Right, right.
Is it going to give me a check?
Right.
I'll take it.
It depends what, you know.
I'll take it. If there's a check for influencer, let me get it.
Right.
Pero, al final, it's not a title that I call myself.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Because it doesn't matter to me.
Mm.
I've influenced people forever. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, you have. You definitely have.
Think about thatsdominican.com.
Right.
We were probably the second or third channel on YouTube. From the Dominican Republic?
Damn. That's crazy. That's crazy.
All these...
But
it's like I said...
Did you guys go...
All these niggas living through me.
It's facts, though.
It's legit. They're my sons.
You guys just went to DR, correct? Like, to do the tour, right? Didn't you guys
go to DR. We did a tour. We did a tour stand-up, and we did a tour for La Factoria, media tour. La Factoria, which is on YouTube right now, ladies and gentlemen. Go watch La Factoria. There's 12 episodes. Season 2 is coming out soon.
Damn.
So just go check it out. Totally in Spanish. It's based on, it's basically The Office in Spanish.
Spanish, yeah. Yo, you've been putting, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not, look, some people think, oh, you're not doing, you know, the funny videos. You're not doing this or that. You know, that doesn't mean I'm not working.
With your music, is that something fun right now? Like, is that...
I love music.
I know you love music.
I love music.
I love it, too. And then you have, like, that parody music, you know?
That's
like,
what I have to do. Because, you know what happened? I did an album during the pandemic. What happened was that a lot of people started not wanting to link up because of COVID. You know?
Right, right.
So there was a studio right across from our office.
Okay.
You know? And Ivan is like, oh, you know what we should do? We should start recording artist videos. And I'm like, with what artist, bro? Nobody wants to link up.
Right, right.
You know? So we started doing parodies.
Gotcha.
So I was going to start dressing up and, you know, acting as all these artists, like the Spanish artists, like Arcángel, Cocuyuela.
Yes.
You know, I was going to start imitating them. So I had written a bunch of songs, you know, imitating these artists. These artists,
okay.
On regular beats or over their own beats.
Okay.
You know, but doing it in a funny style.
Right.
And one day I recorded one of the things and I was imitating Arcángel.
Okay.
And I'm recording the thing and the guy who's owns the studio across from us, he's like, he stops the music. He's like, you wrote this? I'm like, yeah. He's like, why are you imitating Arcángel? I'm like, because it's a parody. He's like, no, no, no. Do your own voice. Because this is a good song. I'm like, what do you mean, bro? We're like, we're joking.
Right,
like,
you know?
He's like, he's like, no, like, you're writing this. You can make money off of this. You can have royalties. I'm like, what is that? You know, I'm a virgin.
Right.
And
so he's
music.
Teaching about royalties.
So he's teaching me a whole bunch of stuff. And then he's like, you're not going to make $1 off of this song because you don't own this beat.
Right, exactly.
So then from there on, every other thing we did was with original beat and into my voice.
Smart.
You know?
Smart.
And I put everybody on. Everybody who came by there has a song with me. Nova York has songs with me. Brenda has songs with me. Ivan has songs with
That's
me.
That's dope.
Alex, the cameraman.
Right.
Has songs with me.
That's crazy.
You know? Because I'm not selfish when it comes to creating.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I look at you and you could be dressed like this, but I'm going to force you into a dress. Come on, you can do it. Come on.
Dayo, you forced me into a dress?
Come on, you can do it.
I'll do it.
Get into the dress.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
Because it's about leaving something. And I tell people all the time, you know, YouTube says that my face has been watched for 2 lifetimes and a half.
Wow.
Calculating a lifetime as 75 years. So that's 75 plus 75 plus another 35 or whatever. Nobody's living that long.
Right.
But I will. Because I've been watched that much.
Right. I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? And my kids will be able to say, that was my dad. You want to know what my dad was? Look.
That was your, yeah.
Yeah, he did this. You understand?
Yeah.
So regardless of anything, we were so worried about the reward that we're not thinking about, you know, enjoying the process.
And it can be hard. Enjoying the process. And I get what you're saying. Because
you got a roof over your head, you eat good, you have someone who loves you.
Right.
That's it. That's all that matters. You know what I'm saying? Money comes and goes.
Yeah.
And it depends on how you use it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And when you get it, be able to do what you got to do, but then, you know, help people out. Do something. I don't know.
That's a fact.
Yeah, I got a nephew that calls me every day. You got $5? You don't even say hi.
Yo.
You got $5?
I see, just like that. Wow.
And there it is. Apple Pay, $5. I told him the other day, I said, I'm going to put you in my taxes, bro.
Might as well at this point. I know I would.
Yo, it goes, my whole, you know how you scroll down a conversation?
Yeah.
It's 5555555 Apple Pay.
That's crazy.
It's crazy, but at the end of the day, it's like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do with the money?
Right.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Yo.
You know what I'm saying?
So, you got $5?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to send you. Yeah, you got my number. I got Apple Pay, bro. I understand. That's just, bro.
My phone is in my jacket.
Nah, but I you know, Tommy, it's like, it's crazy because, again, like, I just, you know why it's crazy for me? It's not that it's crazy or it's ironic. It's just, it's a beautiful thing. Just like, the and this is like growth down to your mentality. down to like, again, because you went from having experiences, you know, dealing with this and et cetera, and then you're here and
I wasted a lot of time.
Right, and I get it.
I wasted a lot of time standing on 170.
Yo.
I was standing on the block telling jokes to people for free.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
Going to the studio, going to Sideways House and telling jokes for them.
Yeah.
For free.
It was all free.
You understand?
It's crazy.
When people look at me, because I remember when I first started doing the comedy, there was dudes that, you know, they got jobs. You know, right now I got friends that have easily 15, 20 years doing maybe MTA. Mm-hmm. Some of them are police. Some of them, you know, they've grown to different jobs.
Right.
Whatever. City jobs.
Right.
Good pay, good, you know, whatever. My best friend is an engineer on the train. And I remember them telling me, yo, Tommy, you crazy, bro. You're living a dream.
Right.
Like, you need a job. Mm. You know?
Okay.
And I used to be like, all right, whatever. You'll see.
Right.
You know, you'll see. And after a while, they started to notice, all right, he's getting kind of popular, you know, like
right.
People walking up to them, showing them videos, like, you know this guy? Like, that's my man. Yeah, yeah. You lying.
It always like
they'll that. Have to call me, like, yo, this nigga don't believe me, be that you must, like, and I'll be like, yo, what's up? Que lo que, you know, gracias por el apoyo, you know. And they would be in shock, like, this is crazy, you know. And popularity don't always come with money.
No, it doesn't.
You know?
There's a lot
of popular broke people.
I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you.
So it's hard because you need to maintain an image and stuff like that. But I decided at one point, I don't care. Mm. I just don't care. I'm going to put out my creativity. And if it's going to pay me, great. If it's not, it's still making me happy. Because what happens is that at the end of the day, what's your story gonna be? What's your story gonna be? Right. You could tell me you was the nicest.
Right.
Yo, I was nice. I used to dunk. But when I asked people that played with you, yo, is it true that V used to dunk? B was fucking trash. What are you talking about? You know, they're gonna tell me the truth. Right. But if your story is your story.
Right.
There's no wrong in it. You know, you're gonna know. You're gonna know what happened. You're gonna know where, like
I said. You just spoke life right now. You just spoke life.
I'm trying to tell you, man.
You just spoke life.
I'm out here in these streets, cuz.
You in the streets, like, yo.
Look, you wanna laugh? All right, so I gotta say this because I keep doing this. I have to stop. So at one point, you know, I used to just, I don't know if it was Snoop Dogg or what, who made cuz cool.
Okay.
I had this guy, like a mean, thugged out dude, right? He was like, he passed by me and he was like, he asked me a question about something I really didn't know. Like, and I said, I don't know, cuz.
Okay.
But he got mad.
Okay.
He said, yo, don't call me cuz, bro. I'm like, huh? He's like, I ain't no fucking gang member, you heard? I'm like, me neither. You know? And he's like, but you call me cuz. I said, yeah, I call you cuz, him cuz, everybody cuz. What's wrong? He's like, I ain't cuz. I'm like, what does that mean?
You know, right.
He's like, that means Crip.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. You know, I thought it meant cousin. You know what I'm saying? I call everybody cuz, you know, because it was just like a cool thing. Like, what's up, cuz?
Right, you know, right. You know? Right.
And I was really off on the Crip thing. I didn't know it was a gang thing. So I was like, I was really about to fight somebody over a word, you know. So, you know, like, I gotta keep up with the slang. I try, you know, like when.
I mean, but a lot of Dominicans always say primo, so it's the same.
So that's
thing.
The thing, yeah, that's
you
the thing.
Say it in English, that's
exactly.
It.
So I was trying to tell him, like, I call everybody cuz.
Right, right.
You know, like that's That's not a gang thing to me. You know, but recently my friend went to Chicago and he's coming out of a theater.
Okay.
And he had his hat somewhat like, I guess like this. And some guy pulled up to him and he was like, yo, fix your hat. Mm. And he was like, what? And he, he's like, you're not from around here, right? He's like, nah. He's like, fix your hat. And he took the gun out.
Nah.
And he was like, what hat?
Yo, it'd be like that.
And he was like, the way you were wearing your hat is from a rival gang around here. You're in the wrong neighborhood to wear your hat that way.
Right.
And it's like, bro, you can't even wear your hat.
Now you gotta be you have to be conscious on stuff like that. Cause about, even when I went to the West Coast, it was like that. Like,
yeah, it's about areas, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we were walking around with a friend of mine in LA and he couldn't get into the club because of his face tattoos.
Nah, I believe it.
And it was like, yo, he's not even from here, bro.
Right.
Like, then they wouldn't let him in. No, you have tattoos in your face, get out.
Yeah, you got to definitely keep up with a lot. And it's crazy because, again, like, you know, like when you in the scene and stuff like that, you have to be very conscious. And I say this working with so many people and going certain places, it's like, I got to be mindful of certain things. You understand?
Yeah,
like, even
yeah.
Like, look at the fact that I'm Blanquita and certain things I can't even say. And I grew up from the Bronx. I speak a certain way. And I had to eventually later on be conscious on how I say certain things. My delivery can be a certain way. Lastly, I want to know, though, with you, when was the last time you did something for the first time?
The last time I did something for the first time? I proposed. Recently, I actually,
that's the first time you proposed.
Well,
no,
what I mean is I'm engaged.
Engaged.
So that's the first thing in my life ever. I was never engaged to no one.
That's dope. Congratulations. And,
thank you. Thank you so much. I don't know. Like, there's a lot of first things. Let me see. Yeah, some I might reserve. I don't know.
Let me ask you this. So how long you been with her?
I've been with her now 6 years.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's dope.
Yeah,
you guys,
yeah.
Are you gonna be like the typical Hispanics that 10 years later you're still engaged?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know because we you know,
When I did it,
I told her, you know, we're at a point where I need to solidify the fact that I'm ready to stay with you forever.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So just, I want you to know that.
Okay.
I don't have a date.
Gotcha.
I don't know when we're going to get married. Do you want to get married tomorrow? Because we can elope.
Right.
You know,
right.
But if you want a wedding or you want this whole process of whatever it takes, you know, that's going to take some time.
Right.
You know, but she was like, tomorrow, how about 2026? Like, you know,
she wants that wedding.
Like, she was like, chill out. I was like, all right. So then, you know, just know that I'm prepared to stay with you.
That's what's up. Well, congratulations.
And that was something that we did.
That's a beautiful thing. Your marriage is beautiful. It's just a lot of, I feel like anything in life, anything you want in life is a lot of work. You got to just put in the work, you know? Yeah, that's the only thing I can say.
I'm going to tell you something, and I told her this, you know. A lot of times people confused on what I think marriage is. Because you could love someone.
Mm-hmm.
You could love someone dearly.
Uh-huh.
And still not need to be monogamous.
Okay.
But it's about companion. It's about saying, all right, if this is the last person in the world. Do I want them to be next to me?
Mm-hmm.
Then I want this, you know, this is what I want.
Right, okay.
It's about companionship. It's not about nothing else. It's about knowing that if you're gonna go live in Cuba tomorrow and there's one person you want to take, that's the person.
That's the person.
You know what I'm saying? Because you feel like that person has your best interest, has you know, what you want in a partner.
Right.
And other than that, it's got to be like you enjoy each other.
No, definitely. You definitely do. Marriage, listen. Marriage is, again, it's. I agree with the fact that you enjoy each other. You guys, like, that should be your best friend. That should be your lover, your partner, your everything. You know, like, that's, you know, me personally, like, I've been the type, everybody's different, where my partner is my best friend.
Right.
So I'm very transparent.
Right.
So when it comes to the marriage, it's intensified. But it's not the easiest either. You understand? Because for me, I went into marriage with that mindset, there's no such thing as divorce. You understand? Because I feel like nowadays people are in a space where they're like, I could get divorced. You know, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's, like, you know, like, it's just me. So
I'm going to give you this one thing. I went recently to do comedy for a swingers party.
Okay.
There were people there that do this routine 4 or 5 times a year.
Okay.
They take a weekend to go to a swingers resort. They rent out a whole hotel.
Okay.
The company rents out a hotel. So this is a company that does this party for swingers.
Okay.
They rent, they get comedians, they have activities, they had naked karaoke, they have a bunch of stuff. I went through the hotel. They have rooms where it says, like, I'll give you head for M&Ms, you know, and like a bowl of candy on the floor, you know,
right, stuff like that.
Like crazy stuff. I walked by one room and there was like 11 men finger popping one lady.
I believe it.
And the husband was there. Go, honey. Go, honey. And they're like, sha, sha, sha. Hey, hey, hey. Like, it was crazy. And I asked, because I'm like, so everybody here is married, and this is the thing. You're married, and you have to agree.
Right.
Both partners have to agree. So if you want to sleep with her, she has to tell her partner, listen, you have to sleep with so-and-so's partner.
Right.
Because I want to sleep with that part.
Yeah, it's communication.
So it's a switch.
No, but it's communication. Like, I'm going to, you know.
No. You can't do it unless it's mutual.
Right.
You understand? So I can't pick someone's wife up unless my wife wants to have sex with her husband.
Okay. Gotcha.
You get it?
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, and why do people do this? And they're like, these are the healthiest relationships. These people take a weekend to go crazy, have sex and blow their minds out.
Uh-huh.
And then they live the rest of the year chilling with their partner, but there's no hiding it. There's no cheating. There's no...
It's like an
agreement. Yo, so ya tú sabes, on the week of whatever, this pussy's not yours.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
And like, it's all right, because I'm going to get some buns somewhere else, bitch.
That's a fact.
You know, but that's a thing they have.
Right. No, it's
and true. It keeps them stronger, supposedly.
I mean, it depends, but that's a whole different, because I know people who do it. It depends. And I know people who've done it for years.
Would you swing?
No. And that, my friend, is that because that's, nah. But we can talk about that. Nah. But yo, Tommy, thank you for being here. Where can we find you? All that good stuff.
Tommy Pena. Tommy Pena. Everywhere. My Instagram is T5K. The number spelled out. So it's T-F-I-E-V-E-K. Tommy Pena. You can find me everywhere as Tommy Pena. It'll pop up. Facebook, Twitter, whatever. If you want to listen to my songs, it's Tommy 5K on Spotify.
Uh-huh.
No space, just Tommy 5K, the number 5. I got a bunch of songs coming out. You want to listen to some stuff? I got some hip hop. I did every genre.
Okay.
I didn't stick to anything, you know what I'm saying? Because I was playing, you know? There were supposed to be parodies.
Gotcha.
And they turned into... secular songs and real songs or whatever.
And he's here. He's doing the thing.
Everything.
You're doing it. You're doing it.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. There's no reason why you shouldn't be following him.
I got songs with 40,000 streams. Can you believe that?
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, congratulations on everything, man.
One more drink.
One more drink. Like, I finished my drink. Guzzle it, though.
All right.
That was good.
I can't guzzle it. You want to start swinging today?
But there's no reason why you shouldn't be following him, because all his information will be in the description box below. All you got to do is click on it from social media to Spotify. Y'all already know the vibes, man. It's your girl, V. Henny, The Artistry Show, and we're out. Rock out with your cocks out, jam out with your clothes.
Let me take it out.